Do you ever see some of your gay friends and you're like, no way you top some bitch?
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Ankle Podcast. I am your hope and your downfall, Clarence Angelo.
I want to eat at a $90 buffet in Las Vegas. I'm Elcheska.
And you're watching Asian Glow Podcast.
Okay. Guys, I'm giving fucking like the girl you see at the library at 2 a.m.
No. You're giving that. You're giving girl who like under all that, I need to take that hoodie off.
Yeah, underneath all this, I have double Z's.
You're giving that girl at the FSA function that's like, guys, like, sorry I haven't been to a few meetings. Like, oh my God.
Sorry I haven't been to a few meetings. I was modeling for Matcha Mango.
We need to get into today's episode
ASAP
because we have like breaking news, like life altering glow gang. We have never been touched by the gods like this in our life news. How the fuck did you forget?
Sorry.
Dissociative as fuck.
Sorry, I just don't know when we're allowed to say it.
No, we have breaking
news, you little B words.
Shall we?
We shall.
I think that's good. Okay, grab the person next to you and just tell them, like, you have changed. We are going to this, guys. We are going to this. I got an invitation to Las Vegas from BTS's Weverse team with subject title, "We'd love to have you attend BTS's last show in Las Vegas."
Parentheses,
Jim and BL moment. Okay, one of that was a lie, but
with
like,
warm regards, Jimin. That's how the email ends.
Parentheses, please bring lube. For the light stick, man. Like, gotta keep that shit shiny, right?
Okay, guys, we joke, we giggle, but guys,
we have an invitation. Oh my God. I have an invitation from the Bulletproof Boys.
Crazy.
No, like, okay.
We have an invitation.
My heart rate's up right now. Let me breathe. Be present.
Bangtan Sonia Dunn from BTS Bomb. Okay. Yeah. I bet you bitches don't even know what that is.
Be present. Be present. Be a Christmas and be present. Okay, wait, let me shut the fuck up.
It's your birthday the way I'm present.
So I have.
I got an invitation.
immediate. Obviously, I have to fucking bring my fucking sister in Christ, the other girl, me and her going straight to heaven together. 7 minutes in heaven. So we're going to Vegas next week. I'm like lightheaded.
Actually, take a second.
Okay,
take
sorry.
A second. Let me talk to the girls. Holy freak, you guys. What the fuck?
Okay, finish your thought. I interrupted you.
I was just gonna say, holy freak, you guys, I'm seeing BTS.
Yeah, this is why you guys need to be AAPI during AAPI month, because you get invitations to the BTS concert.
Yeah, guys, start the race change process today.
Okay.
You know.
It's not about.
This could be you.
It's not about what you are, it's about what you can become.
What you can become.
And it's not about always what you can become, it's about what you can appropriate.
And it's not about what you can become, it's who's gonna make you come.
I know, that's right. That didn't make no sense, though. That didn't make no sense, though. See, like, that one, see, like, I was segment
you,
to segment,
and
then all of a sudden you put in, like, a perpendicular line. And I was like, segment to segment. If A plus B equals C, then why did you mention
then
F1?
Why did you mention the D?
If A plus B equals C, then why did you mention the freaking colors? So guys, we're going to BTS.
We're seeing BTS next week.
We're seeing BTS next week. We're going to Vegas. It's Elcheska's first time in Vegas.
I've never been to Vegas. I've never seen BTS. Lots of firsts happening
right now. Lots of firsts. And let me tell you, there's about... Oh, girl.
I'm like, I need to, oh my god, when I am there, everything must watch the fuck out. I'm gonna sit on everything. When I go to Vegas, I'm a radioactive warning. I will sit on anything that comes my way. I will be horny in Vegas.
Horny in Vegas. I'm gonna start taking that little pill that you need to stop your period.
Poppers. Me with poppers at the fucking
try
BTS
this
concert.
Today, period poppers.
Okay, so here's what's gonna fucking go down. This is gonna come out on
Friday. Yeah, everyone, we're gonna around. Be there on Chris the
27th. Lock in, you rich fucking millennial listeners who listen to us. First of all, donate money to us. Look at us. We're wearing the same shit over again.
Yeah, donate money to us because we're probably gonna see you at the Las Vegas concert.
Second, if you're going to Vegas, we're gonna be interviewing people. So can you find us? Like, we're gonna be like interviewing people on the street.
Yeah.
Come find us if you want to be a part of it. If you hate Filipinos, you can roast us there. If you like Filipinos, then you will be a part of our interviews.
I don't want to be hate-crimed in Las Vegas, which arguably has a really big Filipino population.
Okay, if I get hate-crimed, I'm still going to the BTS concert. Like,
not if you end up in the hospital, bitch. Hello.
Oh, if I'm in the hospital, I'm wheelchairing my way into. Oh my god, I forgot to tell you about this.
What?
I have friends who have tickets for the BTS Mexico City show.
Okay.
You saw all the stuff about it. It literally looked like the fucking 30th quarter quell. Like, it was like everyone on planet Earth was somehow in Mexico City.
Yeah.
And then BTS
crazy.
Walked out, and I was like, hey, that's bigger than the population that saw the Pope. That's more the people than what I've ever seen Vatican City ever hit. And y'all
obviously one Pope versus seven Popes, bitch. Like, you're gonna draw in a bigger crowd.
And with that being said, y'all are like, K-pop fans are where. Okay, like, if there's more people at BTS Mexico City than the Vatican City, then, like, low-key freedom of religion. Low-key freedom of religion. Are you with me? BTS is God.
Okay.
That's gonna be clipped by fucking Turning Point USA, and it's gonna be horrible.
Two AAPIs during AAPI month.
BTS is God.
Jesus.
And then they're gonna put a monster
with
voice.
With fire eyes.
Yeah. BTS is God.
God, 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 God.
With lasers
God,
coming
God,
on.
God, 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 animals. Someone needs to remix that.
So, what was I saying? They're in Mexico City.
Yes.
They had tickets for the BTS concert.
Okay.
They're on the way to the concert. Nightmare situation.
What?
Nightmare situation. They flew from Texas, by the way, to Mexico City, right?
The tickets are fake.
What? That was my guess when I heard the story.
What?
They got stuck in the elevator for 3 hours and missed the entire concert. They were leaving the hotel and then got stuck in the hotel elevator heading to the concert. And I just have to say, the fangs I would grow to gnaw my way out of that stainless steel elevator.
Oh my god. Oh my god. I could. Holy shit. That elevator would fill up with tears.
No.
I would be crying and sweating. Also.
I would cry. My acidic tears would melt the stainless steel and I would somehow get out. I would literally try to rip it open.
No, I would be digging in my little purse. I would use the BTS bomb.
I was like, okay, escape room challenge. Fuck yeah. Like, if you get out of the elevator, then I get
you
VIP
get to
tickets.
Kiss Jimin.
See, like, they didn't think straight. They don't think straight when you don't think straight when you're in an
think
elevator.
Think gay when you're in an elevator. Why go in the elevator? Take the stairs. Mm. Actually, genuinely, to avoid that, we're taking the stairs. I don't care how high up we
over
are.
Over under 30 flights. You're like elevator.
No, stairs.
Okay.
I am taking the fucking stairs.
Okay.
Oh my god, it's like a bad omen.
If I was in that elevator, oh my god, I would be like,
did they not call the police?
The firefighters came 3 hours later.
3 hours later? Were they at the BTS concert? What the fuck were they doing?
You know what you could have done in that 3 hours?
What?
The BTS concert. It's fucked up. It's so fucked up. So anyways. So we're going to Vegas. That is the news. Thank you, Weavers.
Thank you, Weavers. Thank you guys. Like, this seriously would not have been possible
Weavers,
without.
We are going.
We
and I need you guys to understand we're going
culture.
We understand like
the absolute ethical responsibility that we have to make as much content and feed you guys as much as possible. Like, we will.
You guys will live vicariously through us.
Yep.
With the stupid ass questions we are going to ask the people who are going to listen.
It'll be a Alcheska pack my suitcase vlog for Vegas. And then it's me
going BTS in Las Vegas.
Then the next vlog is zip my suitcase up with me. Then the next vlog is now lift my suitcase from the horizontal to vertical with me before the BTS concert and roll it out my door. Then I'm like,
roll the suitcase.
Then I'm like, check in my suitcase at the airport with
order the Uber to the airport with me to see BTS in Las Vegas.
Figure out what playlist, what songs I'm gonna download on the flight to Vegas to see BTS with me.
Buy Auntie Anne's with me at the airport to see BTS in Las Vegas.
Come with me to the Allegiant Stadium, heated rivalry, BTS pop-up reverse.
Are we having one bathroom in the hotel? Because
of course, why?
Because an everything shower takes about 45 minutes.
Okay, and a douche takes 30.
Okay, so with the a lot of time, we need to...
With the a lot of time, okay, so 45 minutes for you, and then you need to douche me for 30 minutes.
I'm not douching you, bitch. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, girl, no.
Girls, also, what are we doing at the concert?
I don't know what I'm wearing.
No underwear concert?
Okay, was that a part of the...
Are we going commando at the concert or what?
So, like, I'm thinking Magic Mike. Like, I'm thinking that...
I'm right there with you. Like, I'm right there with
let
you.
Let me give you guys a spoiler. For some reason, they only had the content creators come for that last day in Vegas, which makes me think that they are gonna do on featuring Sia.
I swear to God, if that actually happens,
Sia, I'm gonna be like, I'll see you fucking later, bitch. I'm gonna go get a pretzel.
I'll see you later.
I don't know why. It
makes me believe that they are gonna do something insane. It makes me think that someone's gonna be flying in the air, that there's gonna be like, I don't know.
Well, I think it's because there's a pop-up. There's like a bunch of brands doing pop-ups for this Vegas show. And then also, I think... Did you just say coffee?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
What?
That'd be horrible.
Coffee?
No, like, that'd be really bad for my mental health. Hey, that's like...
It makes me think that they're gonna do coffee or just one day. I don't know, bitch.
I'm thinking because I posted, they're gonna do Dimple.
If they do Dimple,
and I see Tay hump that air... Y'all remember that scene when the honeymoon, like, gets like a... And then, like, the whole thing rattles a little bit because it was a little shaken.
Yeah, and it has, like, an earthquake wave
movement.
That's what I
think when Tay humps the air and Dimple.
So that's what I think when they grab each other's...
Girl, boom.
When they grab each other's face?
Yeah. This is my impression of my prostate at the BTS concert.
Ooh, wow, what a beautiful...
It's crazy.
My prostate. POV, my vibrator at the BTS concert. Oh my
that's
god!
That's how TikToks are nowadays. POV, my prostate after. Like, what are we doing, guys?
I would watch it.
Now let's actually get into today's episode. Today we were talking about dating, and how this came about was essentially just like a walk down memory lane. I also was just like, a lot of my girlies right now, with it about to be summer, are kind of just like yearning.
Everyone's horny, it's giving sweat.
It's giving sweat summer again. It's giving like Brat Girl summer again.
Love to see it.
It's giving juicy summer.
Yes. Juicy Juseo summer.
It's giving juicy Juseo summer.
2026.
Essentially, I've just realized, like, guys, I've come a very long way. Both of us have come a very long way in dating, and as
people who
have progressed in two completely different paths, Alcheska has gone down the red Republican straight girl with a boyfriend path, and I've gone down the rainbow road that is Mario Kart.
But guys, better. Like, I'm out of that path. Like, I've realized my mistakes, and I said, wow, that path really fucking sucks. And now we're on, not Rainbow Road, but,
Bisexual Alley.
Bisexual Alley, healthy relationship lane. Like, that's where we are.
Okay, so, anyways,
how this all came about is I've just been having like a key with my girlies. Mm-hmm. I've been going out, guys. I've been really going out.
He has been going out.
Alcheska can vouch for me. I'm a girl who's like, it's 2 a.m. It's time to go home. It's time to wash my face. It's time to grab my snack and fucking go home.
Yeah.
I'm getting home at 6 a.m. recently, and it's like, it's.
What time do you wake up? Don't you wake up at 6?
I wake up at 9.
You're on 3 hours of sleep?
Okay, when you put it like that, it sounds horrible.
Because it's horrible.
But like, not every day. I'm just going.
What time did you come home last night?
3 a.m.
What time did you wake up today?
9:30.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah.
But the day
living before living like that, an investment banker for real.
The day before that, what time did you come home?
I was home.
Okay, the day before that.
That's not fair. That was Sunday.
What time did you come home?
2.
Okay, but wait, that's fine.
2. That's my ego. 2.
Okay.
Okay.
No, that's out of the way.
So let's get this fucking started. Can I ask for you?
Wait.
Like, about dating?
Sure.
Okay, this also includes, like, we got a bunch of stuff from you guys, and like, we're gonna read your dating stories.
Yeah, thanks, guys, for submitting your dating stories. They're horrible.
Yeah, when...
like, y'all are really down.
Yeah.
And I appreciate you being so, so vulnerable with us, but I'm gonna read that shit like crazy.
Okay, so this came up when, so one of the reasons why I came home late was because I've been dancing, like, I danced at a gay club over the weekend. I'll just go, like,
it was so good. It was fucking amazing.
And one of the girls I was with, she was like, guys, last night, mind you, it was like the day before performance day, she was like, it happened. And we're like, what
happened?
She got pinned up against the wall at a club by her ex.
Lesbian.
I know.
Even worse.
Yeah. It's so silly me
no
to
way. Act
like I don't need you back.
To that song?
No, but that's what was happening. She folded.
Oh, when I...
Call her tied the way she folded.
That was fucking...
Call her downy bad the way that...
she folded.
Downy bad?
I'm downy bad. Because I'm folded.
Call her cooch oxy clean the way that she was ready for it. X she cleaned.
No. Okay, so she was pinned up.
She was pinned up against the wall, and then she was like, guys, like,
has that
ever happened to you? And I was like, absolutely, yes, we've talked about this. Okay, so.
I still can't believe that I was witness to that.
Yeah, you guys can watch the live stream if you guys want to know that fucking tea.
Like,
So, wait.
Okay.
I need to know. And I've never asked you this, actually.
I'm nervous.
What is, I hate to use this word because it's so, like, millennial and bullshit, okay. But, like, what is the most, like, rizzed up you've ever been? Or, like, butterflies in your stomach moment you've ever had? Like...
Like, in a sexual way?
just like anything. You want my example?
I'm trying to... Okay.
An example would be like...
Our experiences are very different because all of my relationships were very, like, wholesome.
What kinda. Are you saying? Yeah, that's true.
As in, they start in, like, the classroom because I was, like, in college. And, and like, it was, like, also during COVID, so no one was really fucking going out.
Okay, just tell
so,
me.
So, like, the most raised up is, like, they, like, tamed a dog for me in Minecraft. Isn't that sad?
Wait, that doesn't count though, because if they tamed the dog, then it's not your dog. They are the people who have the control of a leash.
And then they
Minecraft 101, bitch!
And then they brought it to our shared house, bro.
Okay, but like, if the dog was sitting, you can't make it stand because they freaking...
Okay, so...
That man's toxic.
Okay, so... Oh, then we'll get into that because he was.
Here is... This is like a whole fucking story.
Okay.
But... I need you guys to know, and I'm coming to you guys with bare hands and, like...
Bare hands, bare feet, bare on grills. My knees.
So, the first time I ever, like... Man, am I really going to talk about this on the...
Please! Do I know the story?
Okay, yes. So, the first time I ever... But, like, you know, I don't know if you remember this part.
I probably do.
But, okay, the first time I ever decided to, like, you know, cross over the line.
Okay.
Of butts. stuff.
Trying to mosey around the word and it's just saying butt stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Was
pause. I'm uncomfortable.
Was with a sociopath.
Yeah, he was.
He was a sociopath. No, like, and like I. Clarence, that's mean. You can't call someone a sociopath if that's not confirmed. And I need to tell you guys why I say this person's a sociopath. This person's therapist quite literally said, you are a sociopath.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Are you serious?
Yeah, this person had a friend and they had a falling out and the friend said the therapist called this person a registered sociopath.
I remember that. You know what I also remember? You texting me.
Guys, I had really bad,
you texting me while you were there.
Yeah, I was texting you while
I think
there.
He's a sociopath. And I said, please get out.
I was having a time at the time. So, this was at a university of proper notoriety.
Of high esteem. Of high esteem. High esteem. Maybe, like, try to think maybe top five.
Probably think the top school I was. Okay. Maybe so you guys have to realize, like, I was like super fucking and like, for those of you that didn't grow up in America, I think all of us can agree that if you are there's a good chance that an Ivy League student is oftentimes not normal in any way. That could be like obviously intellectual.
And
it's
that's
just insane.
Because to get into that Ivy League, you have to be fucking crazy.
Yeah, a lot of them were like autistic too. Like I'm not even trying to be like joking. Like truly, that's what it is. So like they just think differently, and so like my brain was like, whoa, like this person's like, I'm thinking so much. And like,
oh, you thought
this
like
person
he was
is
intellectually
making,
challenging
stimulating
you.
Me.
Oh, okay.
But turns out homie was just a fucking sociopath. So this date's happening, guys. You guys are good. This date was fucking crazy. And I'll spare you all the details, but like there were moments where I was being hugged from behind, which I thought was cute, and then the homie
that
was
is
like
cute.
Okay, guys. The reason why I can give you it. Good advice nowadays is because I've almost been through it all, so like you guys can't judge me because I've offered my tools to you in exchange for the experiences I've had.
Yeah,
back to the story. Walking around campus, let's say this person just theoretically hugs me from behind and I'm like, wow, that's so cute, like I love a hug from behind, arguably better than a hug from behind. Out of nowhere, I'm arching my back so far. Some people call me the parabola. Parabola bitch.
You're concave on that dick.
Yeah. You could do the quadratic formula on my fucking back. Okay.
So he's hugging you from behind.
Yes.
Giving you a back.
And homie says, what if I just cracked your neck and killed you right now?
I'm not proud of it. But why did I get butterflies? I got butterflies.
Are you?
This was me, guys.
Are
pre-therapy.
Are you fucking kidding
this was me? I was crazy. And like, you guys understand? Like,
you heard the word crack, and you were like, he wants to do what? That's why you got butterflies. You horny bitch. You were thinking with your wrong head, bitch.
He said, "What if I cracked and killed you right now?" And I said,
"He wants to kill this."
No, puma? I was like, "Oh, I think he just said I love you." Okay, guys, so that's like one instance of like a sociopath, and then the second one, that like there's like a very notorious fountain at the school. This guy proceeds to dangle me over a fountain. I didn't tell you this, did I? Like carries me and lifts me over and dangle me over a fountain, like, and like, what am I dropped you? Guys, like, this is saying a lot about me. I think we're
did
gonna
you date
years.
Fucking Dexter? Are you fucking okay?
I don't know.
I'm just letting you know, that's not normal.
No. Okay, I've acknowledged that.
But in the moment, were you acknowledging
that? And
that
was me. No, I was loving it.
You remember, like, oh, he just doesn't want to let me go.
I was like, this must be what it's like to be dauntless and divergent. Like, this is crazy. Holy fuck, that was a deep cut. Deep cut as fuck.
Oh okay. My god, he's four and I'm fucking Triss.
Okay, so I fuck him. And so...
Guys, I told you not to judge me!
No, I knew that happened too. So, like... Let's keep pushing on.
And that may or may not have been my first time. Which says a lot. Okay. So the whole time on this date, like, we like eat whatever, and I'm like, whoa, you smell so good.
Yes, my favorite part of the story.
You smell so good. And this is my answer to how the most I've ever been raised up, I think.
Okay.
The whole time, like, what is your cologne? What is your cologne? And homie's just, like, not answering the question.
He's not answering.
And I'm like, what the fuck? Like I would ask, and then this person would just be like, okay, time to, like, go to the next
just
place.
Just ignoring it, yeah.
And I was
yeah.
like, what the hell?
He's just teasing you.
So then, like...
That's kind of hot.
At this time, like, I was working in the city that I was... You know, I went there essentially every month. Because uh-huh. I used to work in tech, as a lot of you know. And, I was like, okay, like... I won't see you for, like, probably until next month. That sucks. Like, whatever. Because, yeah. like, we were both like, oh, let's hang again. And I was like, oh, I can't. Like, I'll be here, like, next month. So, like, whatever. So, I was like, low-key, I'll probably forget you. Like, whatever. And yeah. it was a joke, right?
Yeah.
Saying bye next morning. I
hug. The morning after. Yeah.
We're hugging.
Okay.
And this is my answer to the question, guys. We're hugging. Opens the back of my shirt. Proceeds to spray 3 spritzes of this cologne that this person wears, and then I was like, what, you know, like, it's like cold on my back. I was like, what was that? And then homie goes, says the name of the cologne, and then is like, just so that every single time you ever smell it, he was like, it's pretty popular, so every time you smell it, you'll think of me. Just so that every single time you smell it, you'll think of me.
Every time you wear this shirt, you think of me. Where is that shirt today? Is it that one?
I'm kidding. No.
Is that one? That's why you're telling the story?
No.
That is, by the way, that's crazy, Riz. Like, he's crazy, but in the best
there
of ways.
There's something
too.
About being possessed like that that back then was really not really. Like, now I acknowledge it's really
we
bad.
We know it was bad, but in the moment, you didn't know that he was called a sociopath, right?
No.
Are you lying?
No, I didn't know.
Okay.
I knew afterwards.
How long after?
I think like a month.
Okay. I think that's acceptable.
But anyways, that's the most I've ever been rizzed up. I think second place is...
Girl, you were dating fucking, have you ever seen You on Netflix?
Take that fucking back. I wasn't being stalked to death.
But, like, that's the shit that I feel like he could pull, like... Yeah. Just because, also, Penn Badgley is hot as...
Well, this person was... Fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, recently...
That is crazy, Riz.
Recently learned this person now works for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, but that's okay. I'm telling you, geniuses are fucking crazy.
Are you kidding?
Yeah. No, I'm not kidding. I'm not crazy.
Whoa.
Okay, so what's your answer to being rizzed up? Like,
guys, my rizz up isn't like... Okay, the only thing that I can really, truly think of...
Just say it. Like, fuck it. It's your
is
life.
Is when Thomas, my current boyfriend...
Okay.
He came over to... What is it? I think he came over to, like, hang out with me, and this was after I came back from a trip, and I was like, oh, I think I actually do kind of like him.
Y'all weren't official yet.
And we were just, like, laying in bed, kind of watching Netflix, like, a food thingy.
Arm around you? Y'all were just sitting next to each other.
Wait. I'm actually the fucking rizzer, bro.
Okay.
We're laying in bed, and then he takes a pillow, puts it on his pee-pee. Because he's like, I just don't want to be disrespectful. He doesn't say that, but later on I learned that. And so
why? Because he's hard?
That too.
Wait, really?
I think so, maybe. So then...
Whoa, so then, that's crazy. Imagine you're on a date with a guy. He's like, give me a second. I'm hard, sorry.
But he didn't say that to me. He just did it because I was like, oh, do you wanna lay down? And he was like, is that okay? And I was like, yeah, come lay down next to me. And so we're laying down.
Alpha woman, bitch. I fucking love you. Okay.
He puts the pillow here. And then I was like, and then he like scoots back a little bit. And so I was like, this is so annoying. I grab his arm and I pull him and I put his arm around my waist.
Seatbelt. Hoo ha ha. I know that's right. Little did you know, her girls were in her ear going, initiate seatbelt sequence.
Now dim the lights. Okay. So then We finished watching. It's like 3 a.m. at this point. And he's like, fuck, I have to drive back to Dallas. And I was like, oh, okay, are you sure? Like, you can't spend another day? And he was like, okay, I'll let you know in the morning. So then we're leaving. And it's like 3 a.m. My roommate at the time was asleep. Okay. And I was like, okay, we have to be super, super quiet, okay? And he was like, okay. So then I opened the door. And we're like not really saying goodbye to each other. Because like, I don't want him to leave. He doesn't want to leave. And then I was like, okay, well, if you leave in the morning, like, you have to text me. Like, just let me know. And he was like, okay. And then he goes to leave, and he was like, okay, I'll let you know. He grabs my face and kisses me on the cheek. It was, like, right here to where it was, like, almost a kiss on the lips.
Wait, where did he grab your face?
Like this.
Holy shit.
Or, like...
That's crazy. Like, not, like... Not like this.
I think it was... I don't think there was a thumb. I think it was... All right.
It's like the chain,
but it was like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Okay, like, okay. I was up against a wall and it was like that, and then okay. He grabbed my face and kissed me on the cheek.
sorry.
And then he kissed me on the cheek, and then
I just thought of something.
So then he kissed me on the cheek, and I was like, okay, like, let me know when you get back. So then he tells me that he's like, okay, I'm back home. I'll let you know if I leave in the morning. So then I wake up and I was like, oh, this whole like beating around the bush thing is really pissing me off. Cause up until this point, we had not really told each other that we like each other. And then I text him, I'm like, hi, good morning. And he's like, hey, good morning. And I'm like, what are you up to? And he's like, I don't know. I was thinking about leaving. And so then I was like, this is really annoying me that we're both saying that we want to see each other, but don't want to say it. So then I text him. I was like, well, come to my place first. I want to see you.
I love an alpha woman. I've learned that all my girlies are the alpha woman.
Maybe I'm not. Like, maybe the rizzing isn't just really clocking to me from like my boyfriend or like other relationships, because I'm doing most of the rizzing.
I think it's because both of us are extroverts. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Likely the rizzing comes from the extrovert.
Yeah.
And then the extrovert fantasizes the introvert's rizz.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But there's a bunch of rizzing like in the relationship, yeah. Like at the club or something.
Yeah. There was an instance with my first relationship.
Okay.
Where before we kissed ever. Like we went on like never four had a dates first and kiss. Then kissed.
Oh my God.
Crazy, right? And
our first
kiss was like super slow, and right as we were about to kiss, homie goes like this.
What?
Here, homie goes.
Absolutely kill me. I about near
just sat on the corner of that fucking bed frame and just started humping it. I was about to say full on thank you to that bed frame.
That's disgusting.
I was disgusting. like y'all seen the craters on Mars.
Bitch,
I was gaping that
business
night.
Proposal. The nope. Director must have seen you guys kiss.
You know that's giving? It's like, I don't want anything to get in the way about what I'm about to do to you.
I'm about to eat your face.
I'm about to full on Fogo de Chao Brazilian steakhouse the shit out of your face.
It's about to be so crazy that I don't want to break your glasses.
Holy fuck. Oh my God, wait, I need to touch some grass. We need the patch of grass ordered now.
We do need the patch of grass.
In moments of time. Yeah, okay.
And when you needed her most,
she's gone.
She vanished.
Why do we need Mother Nature? God knows we need to touch grass. And then the last one was someone came out to their parents because of me. And like, guys, like, I know I've been saying like cute rizzy shit, but that shit is like the most gut-wrenching thing I've ever heard in my life. Like, and we weren't even official.
I'm so sorry. You need to book a flight. What are you doing here? What the fuck are you doing here?
That was a crazy
go!
Yeah, shut it.
Oh.
Bitch, you know, let me translate that. Cheat!
I was caught up in the
infidelized.
I was caught up in the
infidel.
I was good. Whoa. It's just the hopeless romantic in me. I'm sorry.
Yeah, this someone came out because of me because their mom was like, their mom was like, you've been out like a lot. Like, who is this person that's always out?
Who are you hanging out with?
And then like I played pickleball with this person and like met
their dad. I still can't believe.
Oh, and this is a Rizzy thing that person did. I said I've always wanted to play pickleball, and then the next day sends a car to my condo. I was not in my country. And on this,
what was the license plate of the car?
When the car got there, the driver said, we're also going to pick up these three people who were all the names of my friends I said the night before. I was like, oh yeah, like I'm hanging out with these friends, like blah, blah, blah. Homie remembered every single one of their names and then was like, oh, the driver's here to pick all of you guys up because he like reserved a whole thing for all of us to play.
What are you doing here? I'm sorry. Like, we should, like, the Asian Glow should be an international podcast because are you fucking kidding? I'm not going to say anything else, but that's like shit Jenny Han writes about.
Yeah, and you guys have, you guys have to realize this was also when I was on my, you guys remember when I went to Asia for like a month and a half? Because I was like heartbroken, distraught, like I had like, I had, what's it called? Focaccia? No, alopecia. My head had focaccia. I had bald spots because I had focaccia.
Oh my god! Focaccia?
I had alopecia.
The savory bread, bitch!
Yeah, I had alopecia.
You had alopecia. You were down. I was down. But then when you landed in Asia, you said,
oh,
and he's
so,
up.
Yeah, no, I wasn't, like, truly, this was a friend of a friend. And so then I was like, oh, this is, like, so chill, like, whatever. But, like, wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, everyone, we basically asked you on our Discord, please join our Discord in the description below if you are 16 and up. We asked y'all in the Discord, send in your horror relationship stories, and boy oh boy.
Okay.
I hope a lot of you, actually, I hope everyone whose story I'm about to say is currently in therapy because this is a lot.
Do you think any of these are a lie?
I don't know. They're just like, they're a lot.
Okay, here's what I'm going to say. Some of y'all are babies. So if I feel like it's a lie, I'm going to be like, skip.
Yeah.
And okay. That doesn't mean I don't love you. That just means I don't love your dishonesty. Right?
No, that's very true. That's okay, very true. But everyone, also, I really appreciate everyone who was saying their stories and then people who were watching that thread and then giving advice. Like, the girls were ganging up. They were rallying together and giving advice. The first one. In all caps, don't judge. This was maybe when I was 11 or 12. My mom had barely let me have Snap, and I just started adding random boys on Snap. Of course, not many of them added me back, but one did, and we were talking. I told my cousin about him because at the time, me and my cousin were really close. I told her about him and showed her like his Snap and stuff, and she told me that she used to date him for like 2 weeks, so I told her if it was okay for me to talk to him, and she said, yeah, that's fine. Not even 2 hours later, she said she wanted to do a joint call with all three of us, and I was like, okay, your mom? That's weird. Huh?
Who wants to do the joint call?
The cousin, the original poster, and the boy she was talking to.
The cousin.
And I was like, okay, that's weird, but we did it anyways. We were on a call for like a good hour maybe, and I didn't even talk at all. It was just her and the guy talking back and forth, or when he couldn't talk, he texted me saying, oh, tell so-and-so this. Like, tell your cousin this, I'm assuming. And that's how it kept going, and I got pissed and told them, I'm not your messenger, you guys can text yourselves. And apparently he got pissed that I said that, so he stopped texting me and blocked me. Apparently not even a month later, maybe like 2 weeks later, I found out from a very special source that they got back together, and the reason he stopped texting, the reason
this she is stopped a hot texting mess. Him. They got back together, the cousin
the
and the
cousin and the guy.
Okay.
The reason she stopped texting him was because she told him I was a fast hoe and I just wanted to use him. Mind you, he was the first person I talked to. Anyways, I confronted her like 3 days later and told her, why are you saying this about me when you know it's not true? And she said, in full fucking confidence, well, maybe if you weren't fat like a pig, he would want you. I was flabbergasted and stopped talking to her. Wow. Blood is not thicker than water. If your cousin says that shit to you, you need to beat that bitch's ass.
So what are we doing? Giving advice?
Gotcha.
I guess just reacting. I guess just reacting because it seemed resolved because there was not many feelings attached between the original poster and the boy.
I'm so sorry. I need to know the race of this person.
I have no idea.
Because I could see some Filipino shit. I can see some Filipino doing this. I love my people.
You know what? This kind of reminds me of a situation that I was in middle school.
Wild.
And I'm sure that's like more nuanced and like obviously it's only coming from one perspective.
Yeah. The cousin being like, no, let's just do a 3-way call. Bitch, I'll kill you. Even if I was just talking to that man.
I'm a Scorpio moon.
Are you a Scorpio moon?
I don't think so. I think I'm like a Taurus moon.
Makes sense. And then
I have no idea.
You have Snapchat still?
No.
Fuck. I can't believe you don't know your big three.
I know.
That's like so not bisexual of you.
I used to in college, like, but I forgot.
Bi girl doesn't know her big three. That's like finding no fork in a kitchen.
I was gonna say
Scorpio.
You are possessive.
Wait, Scorpio?
Yeah, Scorpio moon.
Maybe possessive's not horny. Maybe not.
Hey, represent.
Maybe possessive's not the right word. Territorial.
Territorial is the right word.
Territorial.
Sorry. I'm very territorial. Yes, I'm very territorial. You are. And like, and I think that
which
comes
isn't.
From,
it's not a poor. It's not a bad thing.
I mean, it's like double whammy that I'm a single child too. Like it's like, it's all about the awareness of it, right?
Yes.
It's not about actually working on it. It's about just being aware of it and doing nothing about it. So I wouldn't even get there. I wouldn't even get to the 3-way call. I would, from the get-go, I'd be like, why, you think he's hot? Yeah, I'm crazy.
That's the thing about, I think I would, mind you, this was when they were in middle school. So in middle school, would you even be like,
yeah,
no, really?
Are you crazy?
In middle school, I worried a lot about what people thought about me. So I would be like, okay, yeah, we can do it.
In middle school, I was extra insecure. So like, God knows, it would be like triple times. It'd be like, oh fuck no, you're not entering. You probably think he's hot and you probably want his dick inside you. I would just be on it.
You in middle school band. You want his dick inside you, don't you?
Yeah. Hold my trombone. You want his dick inside you. Anytime someone crossed me as a sixth grader, I was saying some stupid shit.
They didn't pass the thing to you in Connect Four or
just
something?
Stupid shit. Like, I was like, I remember this one situation where, I'm Cancer rising.
Okay.
So like, I'm you Shocked. As an appearance.
Yeah.
Like, I like to come off as someone who's emotionally aware.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah, yeah.
I come off as someone who's emotionally aware.
You do.
And
I'm gonna pull up my big three.
I think Cancer, with two waters and an air.
And that's your big three.
I know where to punch in terms of like,
emotionally.
Yeah. So I was saying that's some really, really fucked up shit.
That's so dangerous.
Yeah, I know. And it's like really bad. And like sometimes as an adult, I'm like, oh, maybe I shouldn't punch there. Which is like
awareness.
Yes.
Okay, we'll see.
But my mom was always like, you don't say it that harshly. And I'm like, fuck. And like, it's like mixed with like gayness. And like, I don't know. It's just like not good. Okay, it's there. Swipe.
It's a whole package.
Sun and Cancer.
Okay, Sun and Cancer. Girl. Moon and Pisces.
Okay, water again.
Rising Taurus.
That makes... I knew it. When you said Taurus moon, I was like, that's not right. Because you come off as a Taurus. You're chronically online and you're funny.
And you're what is Pisces? Oh.
Stubborn is like Taurus.
Well, you're emotionally unstable, bitch. No, like.
Air sign and two waters? He said, oh, hell yeah.
You said you're stubborn.
I'm air sign and water. Girl, a little bit of breeze and my ocean is like... Like, the Titanic would have sunk under my ocean, girl.
It's sunk regardless. is you stupid.
The Titanic. My ocean. Four hurricanes at once. Four hurricanes at once. Fish are flying in the air.
Fish are flying in the air. Loch Ness monster. There's actually four Loch Ness
Yours
monsters.
Yours is. Let me see.
Okay, Moon and Pisces.
Okay, that's also water.
Sun and Cancer. God, you're so fucked.
Why?
Cancer is like Ariana Grande.
And she's successful.
She cries at the drop of like a pen.
So do I.
Exactly. And there's nothing wrong with it.
I've actually seen a couple of
Pisces Ariana Grande are cry. Like stubborn emotional. Where it's like everything that I'm trying to give an example. Like your emotions are superior in most decision making. Is that true?
I was gonna say I went through something recently that I was like, I think mine matters the most. Not matters the most, but I was making it more apparent that I was very hurt.
Yeah. And like, dude, I have a Scorpio moon.
Yeah.
Trust. I just said I'm fucking territorial. That's just kind of bordering the same lines, girl.
Rising in Taurus is literally like, Taurus, I'm thinking, did you watch Sarabasca? Sarabasca's a Taurus.
No, Brittany Broski's a Taurus.
Chronically
online.
Yeah.
Super funny.
That is so funny. Because
it's like comedy that is very informed by media.
Thomas is a Taurus. Taurus sun.
And that makes total sense.
The shit that is on Thomas's for you.
That's why his explore page is so funny.
It's fucking crazy.
But like it makes sense. Do you understand?
It does make sense. Yeah. Because
when you enter a room.
Yeah.
And this is like not a read. Do you like to be perceived as funny?
Of course.
Exactly.
Who wouldn't?
Whereas I think Thomas doesn't care so much to be perceived as funny.
Yeah.
He just has something that represents that he is funny.
That is very, very
Which
true.
Which is sun sign versus rising sign.
Yeah. feel like whenever, like if we walk into a room, I will be funny. But Thomas, like you have to talk to him to know that he's funny in a way.
You guys, Oscar's boyfriend is, I think he's the funniest straight man I've met in my entire life. Like, I would tie him up there with like.
Should I tie him up too? That's wild.
It would be a tie, dude. No, I have very few friends who are like that fucking funny. Okay, so why did I bring this up? Oh, because I would be territorial over the cousin. I would be like, fuck you.
We got so.
So yes, I'm sorry.
We're like, let's make this about us.
Yeah. So fuck your cousin and fuck you too. It's about us. Yeah, no, I'm not doing that shit.
Okay, this one is a little bit shorter. I was 15 and in a group chat for XOLs. XOLs are like the group, the stand name for XO. And we all became pretty close friends, but this one guy, in parentheses, who is probably not a guy, TBH,
gay,
started DMing me separately and basically love-bombed me for weeks until my teenage brain thought we were in love for real. After like 2 weeks of dating, in parentheses, texting like 8 hours a day and calling on the app every night, he just stopped responding and posting altogether. Then 2 days later, I get a message from a different account saying it was from his IRL friend and he died. That he killed himself because he couldn't see me IRL. Shit ruined me for like 2 years I realized he didn't actually do that and he just ghosted me and made a fake account to pretend he died to not talk to me anymore.
You guys, like, I was ready to, like, give advice. I just, like...
I was gonna call bullshit on this, but the fact that they were in a group chat for XOLs, like, K-pop stans, makes me think it's real. As a stan Twitter survivor, people pulled shit like this all the time.
I don't really know what to say other than this, like, because I rebuke this energy from me. Like, I don't even want to get near it. So I'm gonna say, have you ever been love-bombed?
Of course I have. Yes, I have.
Was it by a Filipino? I have.
It happened 2 times.
Wait, I think I probably love bombed.
To be honest,
I didn't love bomb.
I think as a kid, it's very, like, not hard, but it's, like, difficult to recognize when you are love bombing. Because it's, like, you just have so much emotion for this person. And you just, I don't know. If you're in a relationship like super young, then it's like, oh my God, I love you. Blah, blah, blah. You're experiencing that for the first time, so why would you not want to say it a bunch of times?
Yeah.
But the 2 times that I have been love bombed was one by a Filipino and then by a Korean man.
Ooh.
Ooh. The worst of it. I'm serious. The worst of it.
I think mine has only been by Filipinos.
Shit.
Oh my god.
Shit.
I think our people should die.
Example, a love bomb. You're the best thing that's ever happened to me.
A love bomb, in my case, a love bomb was like a bunch of compliments, blah, 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 buying gifts, whatever, whatever. And then they do something horrible. And I'm like, whoa, what the fuck? We were just talking about like how much, like you were just telling me how much you love me, blah, blah, blah. You did this horrible thing. And they're like, I'm so sorry. And then the cycle continues.
Okay, okay.
Like,
I'm going to look up examples of love bomb.
Exaggerated praise and flattery, showering you with lots of wanted, unwanted, or unneeded gifts. I've been love bombed. Over communicating their feelings for you. You're perfect. You're my soulmate. We're soulmates. I've never met anyone like you.
Yeah, it's like
you complete me. I won't meet anyone like you ever again.
Yes, it's literally like they're setting up this ideal, like
almost like a fetish in a way.
How so?
Because like you're no longer looking at someone's internal character. You're just like this fantasized idea of someone is what you're projecting mm-hmm. onto them.
Okay, I was gonna say like they're almost like setting up this reality that they have for you, and it's like, oh, you, I have this expectation of you, you have to meet that in a way. Okay, last one. Okay, so I was talking to this guy over the school year, right? And I was like, oh, okay, we'll meet up during the summer. Time skip, it's summer, and he starts love bombing me. And like I didn't notice, mind you, this is my first ever relationship or crush situation or whatever. And then he ghosts me, and I was like, what is that? Fuglatug?
Okay.
I don't know. What the fuck? Because you asked me out and liked me first. Anyways, time skip to the next school year. He literally doesn't like me at all. He literally doesn't talk to me like at all. And we're nearing winter break. It's the final school project and I'm trying to finish my stuff and email my teachers. And I find out he hacked into my school email and sent animal porn to all my teachers and the principal. I've sworn off men since then. Love you both. Lot so funny.
Animal.
Like what? Porn.
Like,
I don't know. Two horses fucking
like,
each other?
Like Zootopia hentai?
If it was Zootopia hentai, that's not okay. Do you think this
and
is real?
And if it's Zootopia hentai, then like, why did you share it with the teachers and not us?
That's horrible.
I rebuke this energy as well.
Yeah.
This is weird.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, everyone in the Discord was down terrible.
But
like,
if I was a teacher, I'd be like, bro, why didn't you send me Jake Long, the American Dragon shit?
Where the freak is the Judy Habs for, man?
Yeah, Judy Habs. Like, where did Judy Habs titty? Where did Judy Habs titty gif? Gif? That's not what I needed to correct.
That's not what I looked at you weird for, by the way. Just by the way. Anyway, yeah.
Do you think Judy hops on it and says, like, boing, thank you, boing, thank you, boing, thank you?
Hops on what? Hops on who?
De. On de. On this guy.
That's fucking good. Whoa. Did you take your IBS pills?
No.
Okay, because you're on one.
Has anyone told you seem like you're on IBS pills?
Hey guys, welcome back from the break.
From the break.
This part of the podcast is a segment that we like to call
Ages and Zerm. So we are playing This or That, The Nuances, and Texting Fine Shine.
Yes. So I want you guys to, if you're taken, I want you to like to go back to a time when, you know, you were actively on the streets. I want you to get out of your apartment and be back on the streets for 2 seconds. Let's go.
Okay, first one. If Fine Shine texts you, hey, beautiful.
All lowercase, by the way.
Oh, yeah, all lowercase. Hey, smiley emoticon, specific emoticon, or sup, stupid.
Wait, but then, no, it's like the hey with the smiley face is like the colon parentheses.
Yes, it says emoticon, not emoji.
Oh, sorry. Emoticon, yes. I haven't heard that in so long. Yeah. Colon parentheses hey.
Yeah.
And sup, stupid.
Let me say this first. Sup, stupid would not work on me.
Me when I lie?
No, it wouldn't work on me because I would think that he's calling me stupid.
Call me a dumb fucking rock. The way that I'm fucking stupid, I'd let him fuck me.
Why are you? Such I was like, this sounds mad familiar.
Yeah, I'm a dumb. Me responding to sub stupid.
I'm a fucking chungus rock.
Call me a fucking stupid sedimentary igneous stupid fucking rock volcano fucking stupid rock.
You want to fucking rock my shit, don't you?
Okay, hey beautiful. I think these all have to come from a certain place, but if we had to choose this or that, I would choose.
I think hey smiley face emoticon. Yeah, yeah, emoticon would work. Out of all of these, hey beautiful, I'm like, well there. I'm like love bombing.
But I think hey smiley face with that, like that emoticon coming from a nerd is so cute. Coming from a bad boy, I'm like, put the phone down. Put the fucking phone down.
Are the
if sub stupid came from the bad boy, I don't know. It's just like it's genuine.
Is the colon with the parentheses on equal footing as the colon with the three for you?
The like, colon with the three is giving like your bottom.
Hey.
That's what that's giving.
What if you're already in a relationship and you use that?
Hey colon parentheses is like hey.
Hey.
And that's cute.
Hey
with this, like colon three.
Hey.
I don't like that you do that well.
Hey. Have you ever used that in a flirting zone? Like
people use it all the time.
The hey three?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think like as time goes on, the three is acceptable.
Yeah.
But in the beginning, yeah. I'm like, am I talking to a minor? Like, I'm not. You're telling me that this man who's giving me a hey colon three is domming me in the bed?
And then later tonight, he's giving me back shots?
Dream. That's not the duality I want.
Oh. Oh.
See, here's what I think the duality I want is.
You want sub stupid. Yeah.
And then, like, you're just fucking alpha womaning that guy.
Okay, we.
Sub stupid and he's a beta? Oh, shit.
We arguably said the same thing, just kind of reversed.
Yeah.
Have you seen that clip of Quinn Blackwell talking to...
I just thought of something.
What? Whoa.
Just finish your thought.
Have you seen that clip of her talking to, like, I forgot the guy's name, but it's a guy that she thought was, like, really hot. And Lorray is there, too. And she's like, okay, bye. And then on the way he goes, bye, pretty.
Yeah, yeah, I've seen that. Bye, pretty.
Oh, my God. Just... Ah! Hey, oh, my God. I would lose
bye,
my...
pretty.
Bye, pretty. Oh, my God. Are you fucking kidding? Are you kidding me? Are you actually kidding me? I'm hanging up the call, and I'm driving to my house, naked, by the way, and I'm jumping in your fucking window, and I'm sitting on it. Not your dick, your face. Because you owe me that much. You owe me that much to call me pretty, girl. I'll show you something pretty!
Someone who's, like, shy, and then he says, hey, pretty. Or bye, pretty. Fucking shit.
I'm texting Thomas. Hey.
I'm gonna break my phone. I'm gonna break this shit.
Oh, my God!
Hey, emoji. I'm running.
It depends on the emoji.
Eggplant.
That works on you? Okay, next one.
You know what?
Okay, I'm gonna say, for this...
I like
this
them both.
Is like this is not in an introductory context. This is not like a
okay, sorry,
this.
Audio listeners, colon P, colon capital P, and then like the winking emoji with the tongue out.
Yeah, yeah. The one that's like meh.
Yeah. Yeah, they'll understand. Meh.
Yeah, meh. Yeah, okay. That one. I use this one in a funny setting, like if I'm trying to flirt in like a funny way. But then this one I'm like, well, if we get boba, meh.
That's cute.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's like bottom. really crit. Hey!
Beta. Submissive.
Okay, when do you use that?
I don't use either. And I'm being honest.
Really?
I use the one that's like two circle eyes, like just circle dots.
Okay.
And it's like, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, I use that? Oh, with the tongue out.
Yeah. And I say that in the context of like,
I use that when
see you tonight. It's almost like it's used in the same context as like the red devil emoji, you know what I'm saying, like the red demon emoji. It's like see you tonight.
yeah,
I feel like I like to be crazy. Yeah. I don't know, like that to me is too like I'm bottom, fuck me until I fucking burst my hole and anal prolapse on you.
Next.
Okay, so this next one is the winking emoticon, semicolon, with parentheses, versus, you all know, the winking emoji.
Easily. Fucking semicolon parentheses. Yeah,
the emoji is so, it's just millennial. It's giving pedo. It's, whoa. Whoa.
It's giving pedo. You're like creepy.
Yeah, it's giving creepy. Wanna you see don't that
coochie
really
tonight.
I think I use this in a funny context too. Like, not in a flirty way, but
cookie
I'm like
time.
Yeah. Ew.
Get that shit away from me. I'm gonna throw up.
It's always emoticon.
The winky
always
face, emoticon. I do like the winky face. It's like cute.
Yeah. Okay. This is situational. So this is after you guys had a first date.
Okay, word.
So after you have a first date, he texts you, had fun tonight, and then says like a little inside joke that you guys talked about on your first date.
Had fun tonight. Didn't know the dandelions would be such a problem. Something like that.
Like, so fucking witty over here, bro. Okay. Second one. He FaceTimes you to make sure that you got home safe.
Does he ask to do it, or does he just do it? I think that one's situational, but we'll go on to the last one.
Last one. He texts you, hey, I would be down to hang again. You say, or would you be down to hang again? You say, oh, yeah, I would. And then without any other text, he just sends you like a reservation to a restaurant that he made, that he already made.
I think let's go with the
this last one is so idea, like alpha male energy.
The idea that you had to really like them.
Yeah.
Because if there was a chopped man. Like,
we're saying like ideal circumstances.
Like you had an amazing first date.
Yeah. So all of this
witty,
is like
witty. He was funny.
Yes.
He was cute.
He hits all of this, and you're like, I wanted to hit my clit too, and he pulls this, which would make him get in your bed.
Okay, can you choose yours in 3, 2
Wait, hold on.
1 I got mine. Yeah,
I got mine too.
FaceTime?
No.
Oh, okay.
Mine is had fun tonight, insert inside joke. Just because, personally, for me, a FaceTime has so much pressure. Because when I'm getting home from a date, I am going straight to the bathroom and pooping.
Oh, yeah, I do fart, like, immediately. That's the hard thing about New York, low-key, because, like, when you're done with a date, like, you can't just go back to your car and, like, let it rip.
No, you have to, like, wait on the train, like, let it out in, like, little... And, like, yup, you have
Morse
to trail
coding
some.
Your way home.
Exactly.
Morse coding your way, breadcrumbing your way, fucking home.
I'm brailing home.
I'm brailing home. You're farting so bad it's creating something to touch. Okay, mine would be the FaceTime because I know it would be quick for me.
Oh, mine would be. That's the thing. When someone FaceTimes me, I'm like, I feel like I have to keep the conversation going.
No. I'm like, yeah, I got home. Oh, if this person goes, like, just randomly out of nowhere FaceTime, I'm like, hello, like confused. And then this person goes, oh, great. Just want to check you out home. Okay. Bye, pretty.
Why'd you add the bye, pretty? Why'd you add the bye, pretty?
I would have to go to the Apple store the next day and be like, my phone broke because I licked it.
If it's like that,
if it's quick,
that,
or like if, even this might be a little toxic, even if homie was like, oh, great. Just making sure you got home. Happy you got home. Hangs up. Nothing else to say.
And you didn't even get a chance. You didn't even get a chance to say anything. If he said bye pretty, I would immediately text him, so you think I'm pretty.
That's where we're different.
What?
I would text him and be like, fuck you. And I think that's cute. If I'm like, I'd be like, okay, fuck you.
That is kind of cute.
And he goes, oh, you want to? That's crazy.
That's a lot.
I would never fuck on the first date.
This last one, I think is, again, what did you say?
I would never fuck on the first date.
Have you?
I just went into a story about how I let a sociopath hit. A previous me would have. And the current me, no, I haven't done it.
Hey, I'm proud. That's growth.
Okay. Okay, next. That felt backhanded.
No, I'm proud.
I'm proud.
Okay, last one. You are at the second date. And he comes bearing flowers or a gift from a little inside joke that you guys had on a previous date. Or he's like, I have a little surprise for you at the end.
This is so easy. Okay, it's like, wait. Do you want gold, or a diamond ring? It's like, hey, do you want breadcrumbs, or do you want
Nobu the sushi Jersey yet? Mike's? Oh, we went.
Jersey Mike's being your like mecca of food is fucking sending
Jersey
me.
Jersey Mike's is so fucking
no,
good.
It's so good, but I'm like, that's so fucking funny that you're like at the peak of the food pyramid.
And my last meal, I'm having the Jersey Mike's number 7 have Mike's way.
Have you seen the thing where it's like, would you like a Mike's way? And the person's like, yeah, Mike can do whatever he wants.
He fucking wants in the bag. He can slobber on my shit.
And the person with a knife is like,
okay, easy. 1, 2, 3.
Surprise at the end. I need that surprise at the end. And the picture, audio okay. listeners, is a picnic. Fucking brains out.
What would be a bad surprise?
A bad surprise would be.
Okay, I'm gonna give you 3 surprises.
Okay.
Picnic.
Okay. I'm there.
Escape room.
I'm there.
Or a speakeasy.
Escape room's horrible.
Escape room is, I don't think it's that bad.
You're right. It's not that bad. It's just like you're immediately setting yourself up to be conflicted.
Because wait, that is so crazy how we thought about that differently. Because I'm like, oh, he wants to problem solve together.
And I'm like, we're about to be fighting. The way that an escape room for me just causes immediate amounts of stress. Like, cortisol levels just fucking spike in an escape room. Like, worst fucking gift ever, stupid fucking man.
It's between picnic or... Okay.
Yeah, because I don't love a loud environment for an afters. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I love, like, my favorite afters are, like... Like, it's easy isn't necessarily loud, but there is still music.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't like the idea of, like, having to speak over something.
Oh, my God. Anyways. If he has fucking, like, desserts at the picnic... Oh my god, bitch.
What's really hard sometimes is like after a sweet treat, oftentimes a lot of sweet treats are dairy. So I'm like, okay, like now you just fed me all this yummy food, but I'm not gonna be sitting on it now.
But he's cool with it.
Cause I'm gonna paint you like the Mona Lisa with this fucking
shit.
I hate
when you say that.
And with that being said, guys, make sure that when you go date out in the wild, that you use protection.
Bring pepper spray. Like, be precautious.
And
text
have
your girls.
A little bit of standards. I guess sometimes we gotta sit on the chopped man or the chopped woman.
Yeah. Actually, no such thing as a chopped woman.
I just like truly. I've seen some chopped. I've seen some chopped.
Okay, thank God they're talking about me.
No. I've seen some chopped in my time on the streets.
Yeah, and coincidentally, all the chopped women are Republican. So with that being said,
date left today. We will see you guys after the BTS concert, and I want you guys to know that the title of that video will be something along the sentiment of "The Morning After."
The Morning After Part 2, like we did our big one with Jackson Wang.
POV, you're hungover the morning after the BTS concert. Mm-hmm. That's the title of the video.
Yep.
And if you get it, you get it. Thank you guys so much for listening to this week's episode about dating. If you guys like this episode, you can watch our previous ones. And if you're listening to this on audio, the next episode will start soon. And if you want to catch up on our live streams, which is like additional content and... You know, we play games on there. Mm-hmm. You can play with us on our live streams every other Tuesday. And last but not least, if you want the extended version of this episode, it will be on the audio version of this podcast.
Guys, I live stream Wednesday and Thursday every week.
And with that being said, we're going to say bye like we normally do in our respective language. Isa, dalawa, tatlo.
Ingat!
Love you.